How's Christchurch?
Christchurch is really quite chilly, and I didn't pack any jackets. And that's...
Did you do that classic Aucklander thing where you pack, like, your fun summer shirts, some cute thotty shorts, and then you're like, oh, it's basically Antarctica down here?
I was like, I'm going to get my gams out, I'm going to get my arms out, I'm going to have these shirts. And I took the buttons out, you know, like I actually unbuttoned the top five buttons because I was like, I will never need to button this shirt up. I'm going to be...
You took the buttons
the breeze.
Out?
No, I didn't. I'm just like, extending the gag.
That's like a commitment to like the chest that I'm never willing to make.
That would be so... it'll be such a ridiculous thing to do. Be like, I'm so confident in how my chest looks that I am taking off the buttons to my shirt so that I can't ever be not slutty again.
We're having Christmas apart, baby. It's so weird not to have you in the seat beside me.
I know. I miss being there. I'm in my mum's room at her sewing desk.
Does your mum sew?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? It's one of her main things. She also knits, and her jerseys were featured. Knitted jerseys were featured in the Women's Day. We've got the copy here.
Are you
somewhere.
Kidding? Your mum's more successful than you are.
Yeah, I know. We used to get matching tracksuits with hand painted prints on the front. Which she hand painted the prints.
She's a crafty queen.
She is a crafty queen. I wish I was that crafty.
You should.
Every time I'm down
mom.
As well. I know. I'm like, maybe I should learn to sew. So that when
so
I
that you can go on Ripple's Drag Race.
Yeah, and when the sewing challenge hits, I can be like, got it. I'll do
got
it.
Got it. I'm making hand-printed jeans or whatever you just said your mum used to make. What was it?
Hand-printed jeans. No, I said hand-painted tracksuits.
Oh, I was basically close enough.
Oh,
that
not really.
Goes to show how much I really listen, eh?
Yeah, what you described is like jeans to me is like jeans covered in different coloured handprints.
That's what I was imagining. Oh, but she stitched it by hand, the tracksuit pants. What did your mum make?
So she sewed the tracksuit from scratch, and then she would hand paint pictures, and then those would stitch to the on the front of the sweatshirt, like a panel.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
was
is
really
a
good.
Look.
And I was deeply embarrassed about them, and now I'm like, take me back.
I was an ungrateful bitch.
Yeah. It's the end. Oh, should we? Do we do the theme song now? Yeah, let's do the theme tune.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome along to this week's episode of The Male Gaze. I feel like most of our listeners listen to these out of order, like, and in no direct timeline, but it's New Year's, baby.
Yeah, whenever we get a message from anyone, they're like, I just listened to the episode when Donald Trump was elected, like, some sort of, like, historical moment.
I know, someone messaged me, like, it's like, I'm listening to the first, like, six episodes, and I'm like, oh my god, like, those are pre-Trump interviews. That's pre, like, Pride Festival podcasts.
I was a completely different person then.
I can't believe we've already recorded a New Year's like podcast episode. Like, that's how long we've been doing this fucking podcast for that we've already got. I was like, God, what were last year's resolutions? And I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe we're about to do this again.
I know.
It's kind of amazing that we've committed to it. But also, like, how many episodes do you reckon we recorded this year?
12.
Fuck.
No,
every time we do it,
that.
We're like, we're amazing.
Yeah, that was so good. So, and we always start by saying, welcome to this week's episode of The Male Gaze.
Yeah, even though it's been like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I love that we're just getting honest with ourselves. We're a fucking disappointment. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to wear that with pride.
Well, because here's the thing.
You are allowed to drop the ball.
I saw Simi remember some of our goals from last year as well, and I'm like, oh, God, I didn't achieve anything. I don't think I learned any to cook any new meals, which I think was one of them.
Oh, I think I wanted to be more spiritual.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel more spiritual?
Well, I definitely read my star signs more. And I definitely
read my star signs heaps.
And I also like use my star sign as an excuse. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm such a nosy bitch. It's because I'm a Libra.
Yes, I took my relationship compatibility with both my current and a previous partner, and 80% with the current, 5% with the previous. So that was
It was in the stars all along.
It was absolutely in the stars.
You should have checked www.myhoroscopedatingmatch.com like much earlier in the process.
Right away.
It's the first thing you do.
Yeah, but that's also not the sort of thing you want to do when you're in the throes of an early relationship.
I disagree.
Be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I know we were meant to go and see Spider-Man 3 today, but I've actually just looked on www.myhoroscopedatinglovelife, and it says
love life,
3% match, love life.
I went my first date with my boyfriend. I could just probably just say his name, but I don't know why we keep anonymous on this podcast for our friends.
It's so that people think that we're referring famous. To each other, because I've got multiple. I've had multiple people be like, "Oh, I thought your boyfriend was the other boy from the male gaze."
I love that. Like everyone's just being like, "Oh yeah, they pretend like they're anonymous because they like to pretend that they're famous and then they're hiding people's like security." But really, it's just our partners who listen to this podcast,
And who you can find in our like probably the last two Instagram posts.
But the first on our like one of our first dates, what the movie we went to was Force Majeure, which was like that buzzy French film about like a guy who is like an avalanche and he doesn't like save his wife and kids and then he has like a full breakdown, which is honestly classic ass now in hindsight.
I remember for our last anniversary we always go back to Kiss Kiss, which is our first restaurant, and I don't know if we saw a movie the first time, but usually we do now at the Dominion Road Capital Cinema Theatre. We saw I, Tonya, which was way to celebrate our relationship.
So every year you watch a Margot Robbie film?
Yes, an artsy Margot Robbie. We won't watch Suicide Squad.
No, don't watch Suicide Squad. You save that for the wedding anniversary.
Yeah, well, there is that new one coming out, right? Which is, isn't she Queen Elizabeth? And Saoirse Ronan
Mary
is,
Queen of Scots.
Yes, I'll be watching that. That'll be anniversary number two.
Woohoo! Hey, so it's New Year's. Christmas has been, but in the reality, Christmas has not been yet. We're recording this in advance. So, you know, Santa, we've still got to prove that we're on the nice list.
But I finished all my Christmas shopping yesterday. So, in a way, for me, I feel like Christmas is over because the preparation's done.
Yeah, that's great. But what we're talking about is New Year's, baby.
Mm.
We're talking R&V. We're talking Bay City Dreams, or whatever it's called.
You're also the one Southern Alps. Yes. I've never been to any of those festivals.
I can't do it either.
No, I can't do it. I remember there used to be like the big Christchurch thing was like every year Salmonella Dub played at the Ducks Deluxe. And it was like if you were a legend, you went to the Ducks.
My experience of New Year's, like basically till I was about 19, was spending it with my family in Richmond, which is like the middle of fucking nowhere out of Nelson. And we would just like kind of count down and be like, right, bedtime. And that was it. Like, there was no, like, maybe we'd hold hands and sing Auld Lang Syne, but
wow,
you know, that's it. We'd maybe watch a bit of TV. It was that always, always the saddest night. And
you remember we had it at your house? Was that your first, like, friends?
That was
one
of my first ones. It was before I went to drama school, and I had a cocktail party, and we got like drunk at my house, and I vomited appetizer. We shot at appetizer, and I threw up on my fence, and it was so acidic that it burnt the oil off it.
I slept in your brother's bed, and then he woke me up, and I was like, "Am I in a dream?"
That's such a buzzy call for him to come home unannounced on the 1st of January. In hindsight,
early in the morning on the 1st of January,
I'm like, "Okay, babe." He was like, "What's a stranger doing on my bed?" And I was like, I have planned this. I have warned the entire family and you have turned up unannounced.
If I had to get his gear for a bloody rugby practice or something.
Yeah.
It's like, start the year off right.
Do you have New Year's goals?
Oh, God, I don't know. I feel like I should look back before I look forward. Do you know what I mean? Like how are you feeling about 2020? It was 2018, you know? Was this the gay? Was it your gayest year yet, do you reckon?
A great question. I mean, I do ask myself this every year. Yeah. Part of me, I don't know, this is like sort of part of my, this ongoing journey of my own internalized homophobia, mm-hmm. You know, which is systemic, and was, you know, like I'm a product of the system.
Christchurch.
What I like, for a while I was like, you know, when I first came out, I was like, I'm not going to be one of those gays that's like all about it. And then you kind of like deny those qualities inside of yourself. And then you go like all in, right?
Yeah.
And like everything's gay. And you paint your like door of your house like the rainbow flag. And currently...
You didn't do that.
No, but like, you know, I definitely...
I just don't want you to lie to the listeners.
But we definitely like made a podcast called The Male Gays. And
yeah, we did that.
Now in my journey, I'm like refining that. I guess I'm like, what this whole Pride Festival debacle has done, like, you know, in terms of this year, has like made me also evaluate, like, what does like my queer identity mean, like in its most authentic self, versus like me just trying to carbon copy what I've seen like in America or in other people. Like, what does it mean mm-hmm. for, what does my queerness actually look like? You know, I don't have to wear what I see other people wearing to still feel queer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes absolute sense.
Very serious.
That was quite deep, quite early. What do you think is your, what is your queer outfit that sums up your queerness then? Like, what is the thing that you
feel?
Well,
I don't know, but it's like, I don't, like, I've never, like, worn a harness, you know, and you're like, oh, maybe I've got to do that. But then you're like, I just got to take this pressure off slightly, you know? Yeah. It's not just solely about the harness. The harness is a example of just like any kind of random piece of like queer sort of iconic fashion that people wear to like kind of be like, I am gay.
When you wear a harness, is it there to help people pull you closer? Is that what it's for? To get you yanked around?
I don't know. I think maybe it's to be like... strapped up.
Yeah. It's like you're going to go rock climbing, but
we
sound
like
no...
two virgins.
Which is our true authentic selves that we're going to live in 2019.
But like, I was really trying to make skirts happen for a while, and then I was like, actually, no, not my body shape. Like, I'm so tall in a skirt. Like, it just doesn't make...
Wow.
Much...
I thought you look good in skirts.
Yeah,
shorter.
I don't know. I just... I'm like, I can still wear... fun shorts and still feel queer without having to like kind of performatively dress. Though when I see other people wear skirts, I'm not like, oh, they're performing. I'm just like, they look great and they look comfortable and they look like they're presenting their authentic self. You know, it's just strange. I don't know. Maybe I'm just tired. I don't know. Maybe I'm just giving up. Maybe I'm straight. Yeah. It was all just a phase.
That's going to really ruin this podcast.
It would be such a fucking plot twist if I was straight next year. Could you imagine we like keep doing the podcast and it was just like my journey of like my straight discovery?
Going back in. Yeah. I mean, I think you'd get less work.
Do you reckon? Could you imagine my like solo show? So being like my struggles being straight again.
Yeah. Everyone would be like, what? Is this Chris Barker? Or is this his brother?
This is his brother in a wig.
Yeah.
What's your journey looking back? Is this your gayest year ever?
Oh, I don't know if it was my gayest year ever. I'd say it was maybe my most exhausting year ever.
Fuck, are we just getting old? Is this the whole point? Is this what I've learned from my weird debacle and yours as well, that we're just old and tired?
Yeah. And I guess maybe... turned 30 this year, I think I just had a sudden realization. I was like, oh, I will not achieve everything that I want to achieve. There's so many things that I've always been meaning to do that I'm like, oh no, I can't start that now. You know, I can't Like, I've always been like, you reckon?
Yes. What was the thing? What is it?
Oh, I'd love to do lane swimming.
Oh my God, Eli, for fuck's sake, you can just go to like a pool.
I know, but I'm not brave enough. I'm not good enough. I was a bad swimmer as a kid.
Get lessons. You can get lessons in anything. You could probably get lessons in bottoming. You know, like, there's a lesson for everything.
Do you reckon there's a person? I'm going to Google this right now.
Fuck, that's awesome. Imagine. Like, you've got a coach who's just like, and breathe out, relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
And push a little bit. And then.
It's like a birthing
keep
coach.
Keep breathing. There's a lot of. There's definitely a lot of, like, you know, YouTube guides and stuff. I don't think there's a. Let's see. I'll search again, bottoming coach.
Maybe this is a great.
It's like a midwife for bottoming. Yeah.
Call the midwife. I'm ready to take dick tonight.
They just stand beside you and hold your hands like, you're doing great. You're doing well.
Give you ice cubes. can we clear the room, please? He's going to take a huge dick. Only family and friends. Only family and friends. You did so good, sweetie. And then you get like, I don't know, like a balloon. One of those weird hospital balloons that are more like, foil? You're
wheeled around in a wheelchair with a balloon that says, I bottomed today. Be gentle, I bottomed today.
What is the one that's like, don't let me bite my lip, I'm numb? Do you remember those when you went to the dentist?
Yes. Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
God.
Something similar.
I kind of, you know, weird, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I have a weird, I kind of love the dentist. Like, I like
you got a
my
kink
mouth
for the
going
dentist.
Numb. Yeah, I like when the injection goes into a place in your gum where you're like, wow, no one has ever touched that before, and there's a needle in there now.
Do you have like a tooth kink?
Yeah, I think I have a tooth kink.
Hot.
I think oh my God, you know what? This is so delightful because I've always been like, I don't think I have any kinks. And there it is. It's
you're a tooth fairy.
I'm a tooth fairy in that I like to have sex with a numb mouth, and I also like to be given 50 cents to the end.
I like a lollipop. I like spare teeth wrapped up in tissues to make like ghosts.
Yeah, and I have wings, so.
Yeah, fuck me with that floss, baby.
I've decided, I am really proud of a lot of things that I did this year, though. You know what? Taking stock, thinking of all the things, and I would love to learn to appreciate things as they happen and as things conclude, instead of like immediately moving on to the next thing. You know what
I
mean?
You want to do mindfulness, babe.
I want to do mindfulness.
Fuck mindfulness, eh? I hate it. But like, I do understand what you're saying, but you just don't need a coloring in book to do that.
Honestly, when I've had to be in like a group mindfulness situation where someone's coaching you and they're like, so just breathe and relax. Every time I'm like, oh, thank God I can think about what I need to buy after this. I can think about what I'm just like, oh, great, free time for my thinking.
I love that.
I absolutely do not become mindful.
Yeah, you're like, okay, they shopping list. You've got some space now, create it.
Which Christmas presents have I not bought yet? They do, at the end of Body Balance at Les Mills, which I go to, which is a mixture of Tai Chi, Pilates, and yoga.
They do meditation. I remember this.
10 minutes Savasana at the end. And I often, like, stay for the whole thing, but don't really relax.
People who leave before the meditation of Les Mills are a level of high strung that I cannot deal with. I'm like, cannot give me 10 minutes to lie down beside me, listen to an accompanied version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and just kind of sleep. What's wrong with you? Like, just lie down. Why are you in such a rush?
And you know what? I bet they just go to their car and then go on Facebook on their phone for 10 minutes before they leave the car park. Because that's what I do usually when I leave the gym.
Yeah.
And when I enter the gym, I drive into the car park, 10 minutes for Facebook on the phone, go inside, 20 minute workout. Go outside.
Nothing's changed, baby.
Nothing's changed.
I know when you're like supposed to like feel like balanced and alive and like awake to the world, and you're just like, I still feel like my head's like buried in my phone. I got my head up my ass.
Do you know, yesterday I went on the longest run I've been on this year, I think, because I got lost in Christchurch suburbs. I took a turn. And I was like, I was like, oh, it's a grid. Christchurch, the whole of Christchurch is a grid. And it really isn't. I went to a lot of no exit streets. My phone was out of battery. It was so bad.
I love that. Hey, I actually have a fact of the gate, and it's kind of tied into my weird conundrum about like how I should be dressing. Even though someone complimented me the other day, one of our fans and one of our friends, on my like fashion, and it was like, you're really settled into it. And I was like, really? I feel like I'm coasting. But, you know, maybe it just feels more...
constantly talk about what you wear.
I'm constantly talking about what I'm wearing.
No. Other people constantly compliment you on what you wear. I feel like I've settled. I feel like I settled for something a while ago, and I don't take any risks anymore.
You have something risky, surely. Maybe you need to, maybe buy one item of clothing that scares you every month. That would be
wear
my
those
advice.
Shorts that make you want to shit your pants.
I researched the jock strap for the fact of the gay.
Okay,
I was curious about it. I don't own one. But I was like, why are they like the harness? I think, like, why are they like so kind of normalized inside of like specifically gay culture?
Because the whole vibe
is
also
queer culture is a wider, you know, umbrella term.
Can I guess this as before you say it?
Yeah.
Because I always thought it was meant to be like, it's like they look like those sports cups, eh? But they just don't have the sports cup in them. Is that what they're based on?
So it's just like a had a coffee. I feel so great. Okay, I'm going to tell you. So, the history of this underwear may surprise you. Oh, sorry, I'm reading straight off the website.
Your voice immediately changes so much.
And also, it's elevated. And also, when would I ever say may surprise you? It was first invented in 1874 by a Chicago Jesus. Sporting goods company. So, sporting goods, okay, called Sharp and Smith. Its designers were looking for a bespoke, I love a bit of bespoke, underwear solution for their bicycle jockeys. Working on the cobblestone streets of Boston. So a jockey is just like anyone that rides a bike. And then I also searched the term jockey. Like, where did the meaning jockey come from? Jockey meaning rider, primarily a racehorse rider, has been in use since the 1670s. Jockey itself is the diminutive... Oh, my God. My mouth actually fell out of my head just then. Diminutive form. Oh, my God. Diminutive. There we go. Form of the Scots nickname for jock. Nickname jock for John. As Jackie is the English nickname for Jack. So if you knew a guy called John, you'd call him Jock.
Yeah. I knew a guy called John who we used to call Jock. Get that.
And the nicknames Jack and Jackie, Jock and Jockey have been used generically for man, fellow, boy, common man.
Okay.
Anyway, so back to the jock strap.
Yeah.
The basic design of this jock strap is fairly, you know, fairly uniform and elastic waistband, which is attached to a support pouch for the cock and balls, and two elastic straps affixed to your mouth. affixed to the base of the pouch and to the left and right sides of the waistband at the hip. People know what it fucking looks like because they've watched porn.
Yeah, I know. This is like, get to the purpose.
The original innovation of jock strap was that it cups and supports your genitals, your cock and balls.
You need to stop saying
to protect them
like that.
From keeping out of harm's way against, like, crushing against the hard seat. So basically it was for, like, got people that were, like, you know, probably men because it was the 1870s and everything's sexist, where they would, like, their jobs of, like, delivering mail and being a bicycle jockey on the cobblestones, and they invented jock straps for these guys. Which I'm like, I love that someone had to be like, hey, boss, love the job. My balls are really hurting because they are being smashed against this hard leather seat on these cobblestones.
So wait, the whole purpose is to keep your balls and dick up away from the seat. But
yeah, like kind
does
of
that mean...
Like, kind of gathered so that, yeah, they're not kind of smashing and juttering around for, like... And then they got used for, like, you know, like, various sporting, you know, sports attire, sports games.
Yes.
Sports, Chris. That's just the single word you're looking for. Because of their great support. And then, obviously, it became, like, a kink. So a lot of like gay men were like, you know, because we like just always want to have sex with straight people.
Yes.
And we're looking for straight acting gay guys. The jock strap was like, oh my God, it's like all my high school and uni dreams have come true. And then it's like, I guess that kink is just so unanimous inside of the gay community that it's like just so normalized now.
I love that it was invented for the post, though. That it's like, I really want a really mass guy, you know, the type of guy who delivers the post.
A weedy bike boy.
A guy who bikes everywhere.
I would, like, not double look if I saw a jockstrap at Farmers. I feel like I would see one there. I just feel like that's how common they are now.
They've definitely had G-strings at Farmers for years. If they got jockstraps, it would not be...
To be honest, I think,
wild.
Like, a 90s G-string, like a kind of, like, funny, you know, how they're, like, really elongated, is hotter than a jockstrap. But that's just my personal opinion. But also, like, it's less inviting for sex. Obviously, the kink is why it's been used. But also, I guess guys are like, wow, your ass is ready and open, is also part of that kink. They're like...
And your boner is suppressed in that little pouch. Surely that's pain.
Guys are into, like, underwear fetishes, which I can understand. You know, like, they like...
Yeah.
People like playing around with, like, leathers and straps, and I still don't understand the harness. Like, because it's so weird, because it's... I guess it clips onto... It feels like it's supposed to clip onto something, but I don't know what that device is that it's clipping onto.
Carabiner. It's a carabiner, so you lift up the mountain. No, it's... Oh, no, literally, I think if you're doing, like, doggy style, not to get too visual, but that's when, you know,
you
one
can be visual.
Sort of standing,
it's a visual
one
medium.
Is kneeling. Yeah. You know,
so you're
the
holding it
with one of your woofs, and you, I think you could hold on to it around their back and kind of like pull them deep. Like,
I can
down
hear
your
you
shaft.
Blushing.
I'm at my mum's sewing desk. That's why. So I have a question about this though. So why does the ass have to be bare, or does it not have to be bare?
Well, otherwise you've just got, I guess, normal briefs. But it's because...
But without with a pouch.
I guess it's being like, rather than containing it all together in one big bag, here's a small bag around your cock and balls, and then two straps around your legs. I guess? When I describe it, it's double sexy.
Well, when you were describing like how that made riding a bike easier, I was like, oh, does underwear on your b-hole make riding a bike uncomfortable? Riding a bike is uncomfortable.
It's sort of weird. I feel like you want to protect your asshole more when you're riding a bike. But I guess if I'm not ever riding on cobblestones.
Yeah, that's a huge difference between us in 1874.
And I guess like back in 1874, like your underwear was like Hessian sacks or like very loose cotton boxes or something. I don't know.
Hessian sacks. A tiny Hessian sack.
With two elastic waist straps wrapped around your legs. Asphyxiated to your mouth.
I've decided that 2019, I think I'm going to call it 2015. I would like to look the best I've ever looked next year in terms of clothing, hair, grooming. I really want to be on top of all that stuff. So that even, you know... If
I feel like this was your resolution last year as well.
No, probably.
Do you want to like change your look or like... improve what's already fine. Well, great.
Sharpen it. Elevate it.
Buy more expensive goods.
Dress like I want to feel, you know.
Well, you need to spend more money on your clothes then.
I know. Ugh.
What is the most money you've ever spent on an item of clothing?
$350.
That's hot.
On a leather jacket.
Yeah. Great.
That's not bad, but I was like 19 then and I haven't really bought much of that kind of price since then.
Yeah,
I got the Tommy Hilfiger jacket, which I think was $220 or something like that. What's the most you've ever spent?
Like $1,300 on one item of clothing.
Do you have any regrets about it?
No, it was less than that, actually. It would have been like $800. I think I spent all up $1,300 at the shop.
Wow.
I mean, it's a stupid thing to spend money on, but then also maybe meth is more stupid.
Yeah, I don't think it's that stupid. I mean, people...
It was like a
massive
payout for, like, shows. And I was like, well, I produced that. I put it on. I did the show overnight. I get to choose how I want to spend that money. And it's not... I'm not going to spend it on the longevity of my life. I'm going to blow it on something fun now. I like clothes. They make me happier than drugs.
Clothes, not drugs. It doesn't rhyme, but it is a fun slogan.
Oh, my God. If there was ever a motto, it would be that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think I'm going to get another tattoo this summer.
Oh, what are you going to get?
Maybe another. I've got a swan tattooed on my ankle, and now I want, like, maybe another swan or, like, a giraffe or something. Like, but maybe a giraffe's too dorky. But I just want something, another elegant creature.
A rhino. Oh, I don't know why I said that.
I was going to get my ear pierced in Palmerston North, but I will do it this summer, get both pierced, because I want to have long, dangly earrings for summer.
Oh, my God, we're going to be matching then.
Yeah, we could link our earrings up.
I honestly thought when I got my ears pierced, it would edge me up a lot, and I don't know if it has.
I'm always like, oh, edgy boy, when I see you.
There's that edgy boy. Oh, thank you. That's good. That's good to know. I want another tattoo as well.
The year of edging.
Have you ever edged?
Well, isn't all sex edging?
I guess so, but only for deliberately withholding the finale.
Well, then yes, surely, because you want it to last as long as possible rather than be like, I don't think I'm ever having sex to be like, let's do this as fast as possible, unless I'm like, I don't know, running away or like in hiding or something.
No, no, but Chris, I think you haven't got the most in hiding. When have you been in hiding?
I'm thinking of like a sort of Lord of the Rings, like Sam and Frodo, like under the tree stump while the like guys in the dark horses like trot by and you're like, quickly, you know, while they look for us.
Let's fuck as fast as possible, as quietly as possible.
I would just put my ring on and then fuck in that like invisible vortex.
Yes. Oh, that's gorgeous. The other person doesn't become invisible, right? So you just see Samwise just receiving.
That would be so buzzy seeing someone fuck someone invisible. That's my 2019 goal. Fuck someone who's invisible. Physically,
that's so
not
good
emotionally.
Because invisible people deserve representation too. We need visibility for invisible people.
Do you reckon there are invisible people in the world?
No. Do you mean ghosts or do you mean just people who are alive and invisible?
People who are alive and invisible.
No, I don't think so.
But how do you know,
what's
Eli?
Your take? Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't see them. Maybe there's like five in here with me right now while I'm at my mom's sewing desk.
It's like the next dimension. You know how like 2D can't see 3D? I'm like, we are 3D. Can we see 4D?
But no one is 2D. Like, 2D is a drawing. It doesn't have sentience. There's no one existing in two dimensions.
Yeah, well, that's what people say about 3D. They're like, 3D is just life. They can't see beyond four dimensions.
Oh, this is absolutely not the podcast to be discussing this sort of stuff.
It is. This is the diverse sort of like inclusive. This is the diverse intersectionality we're looking for in queer podcasts.
Yeah,
anyway, I want it to be buzzy,
Chris. Edging means you get yourself to the point of just about to, on purpose, and then on purpose, hold off.
I'm always holding off.
But did you get yourself right to the cusp?
Yeah, that's what your goal is, right? That's what the thumping's all about. And then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then you slop. And then you're like, do other stuff. And then it's like, let's get back to what we were doing again. And then you're like,
let's get back to the thumping.
Otherwise it goes too quick, right?
I don't know. I don't even know what you mean by thump. Do you mean for
well,
the
like
person
the
being
humping,
thumped or
the
for
pumping,
the thumper?
The main thrust, yes. Action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Sweet. So you've edged. Congratulations.
Have you?
Chris Parker is spokesperson for edging. Yeah, I think so. But never like
I haven't
on purpose.
Like, have I tied myself in ropes and like made someone jerk me off like while covered in baby oil and then I was like woo woo woo? Like, no, I haven't done that. Like, I haven't like specifically, but I haven't specifically
not edging.
Have I been drowned in a river while like on the verge of climax and then pulled out and got a breath and then been like waterboarded and then no, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't done that?
Oh, you've got to try it.
It's so much fun.
I mean, I guess I don't think I've like specifically gone out to try any specific kink, really. Like,
really?
I've never bought any like specific gear. Like, I've never bought like a, oh my God, I was going to say a cop outfit. Triggering. I've never gone out and specifically bought like a nurse's outfit or a fucking fireman's outfit or, you know, like handcuffs.
Are you saying aloud the things that you would, though, if you were to go out and buy something to assist yourself?
First thing I'm buying is a nurse's outfit, but like scrubs. I want blood on my hands.
Scrubs. We're going to dress up as Turk and JD.
my finish is scrubs. I want to have a quirky cut too. Maybe I should make 2019 is like spending money on kinks. Spend less money on your fashion and more on your sex life.
Less on clothes, more on chocolate body paint.
Maybe like that. Like, I'm not into that.
No, I wouldn't be into food.
Fucking messy. Either. You've got to change your sheets. And then again, I'm like, you're probably getting rid of your sheets. Also, that chocolate, you know, it's not like Belgian. It's like chocolate flavored fucking something, you know?
That's why what you got to do, you got to do the melting technique. You got to boil some chocolate melts in a bowl and then pour them.
On a bain-marie?
Yeah, on a bain-marie.
Stay right there. I've just got to get the bain-marie running.
Well, that's good to know. I'll your next birthday, I'll definitely buy you some items then. A nurse's outfit, a fireman outfit, and some scrubs.
Some rope.
Some rope.
A kayak.
And a waterboarding kit.
What are your goals for the next year?
I'm going to buy lots of nice items for my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I'm going to invest. Oh, I'm going to invest in stuff to put in my space to make me feel good at home.
Nice.
And I'm
what does that
going
mean specifically?
To...
Like a diffuser? Or like a sculpture?
Art, a chair, a coffee table maybe.
Oh, okay.
Here's another goal of mine. Keep my car tidy. I really want to stick to that next year.
Wow.
It's so bad at the moment.
Love that. Here's a little hot tip. You could start it off well by parking at Park and Fly, which is like where you, when you drive to the airport, you can leave your car at Park and Fly and like pay
yes.
like, this is Park and Fly, the official podcast of sponsors of the Male Gaze. And then it pays, it's like nothing. It's so cheap to park there, but then you can pay a little bit extra. They'll clean your fucking car for you, mate.
Yes. No, I've always
like,
seen that option.
Now it's just maintaining what has already been cleaned for me.
But then what's wrong, Chris, is that you need to tidy your car before you take it to get cleaned, because my car has a lot of props and costumes and clothes that we need to put into a clothing bin and posters and flyers for shows I did 3 years ago.
Yeah, but if your boot isn't filled with flyers and wigs, are you even doing comedy, you know?
That's true. That's so true.
Thank you.
I'd love to do a bit of... serious acting this year, even if it's just for an Instagram story, but just a small slice.
What? Just reenact some serious acting scenes?
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing serious monologues from big movies.
Hey guys, today Instagram I'm just gonna stories. Be trying out my Meisner technique on Insta stories, so stay yeah. tuned.
This is the scene from A Star Is Born where Bradley Cooper and his brother have their last kind of moment together. Here goes.
Okay, so do some serious acting, mm-hmm. have a clean car, coffee table.
Yeah, that's me.
What a beautiful year. Spend more money on your clothes.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Oh, how about you? It. What are your goals?
There's a lot of self-care in there. I love it.
But it's not just clothes. I'm also going to trim my eyelashes and...
Oh, you're glowing up, eh?
Change my hair, yeah. Maybe get fake tans in winter.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. 2019 goals. I want to be better. I was thinking about this in the car. I want to be better at confrontation.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, if I've got beef with someone, I want to tell it to their face. I can't.
Right away.
I got nervous even just saying that. I was like, what if I've offended someone and now they're going to, like, confront me? I'm not ready for it. But I hate confrontation. I want to be, like, a strong, empowered woman and just, like,
yeah.
Really... get better at like standing in my truth and standing in my power and being like your behavior and go like super nanny on it and be like your behavior is unacceptable, get on the stairs.
Oh, that's beautiful, Chris. I'd love to see you do that.
Yeah,
when you do that, I'd love to be there.
Okay, great. I'll be like Eli, I'm about to confront my nemesis.
Oh, maybe we should have a confrontation next year.
I would love
maybe
that.
We should have
you
a rift.
You can do some serious acting And yeah. I can stand in my truth.
Yeah, beautiful.
What else? I love one year my auntie's New Year's resolutions were drink more wine, see more birds, which I thought was really good.
I love that. Did she do it? Did she see more birds?
I think she did. She joined like a you know, like a bird watching group for a wee while, and like bought more wine from the supermarket. Those are really like easy to action, those ones, you know, which is really good.
Yeah.
So be better at confrontation, and spend less time on my phone. Jesus Christ, oh, it's so bad. I'm like a monster. Oh, and this might be related. Be less tired. I want to find the thing that makes me so fucking tired every day. Like, I want to go on a journey of just, like, feeling peppy. Like, that I wake up every morning and don't feel like I've just come out of being poisoned. I just feel like every morning I've woken up at 6 a.m. and I'm like, my body is in disarray. I feel dizzy. I feel sick. I feel like I haven't drunk water in 3 weeks.
Phone's a good thing, man. Screens out of the bedroom. No screens at bedtime.
Fuck up. You can't tell me what to do.
Well, okay. Fine.
Do you have screens in your bedroom?
Yeah, I do. I've gotten worse. I was really good at it for a while, and I'm not anymore. I'm like,
everyone who says that I've been good at it for a while is like when they tried it for a week, and then they're like, bring their phone back into their room.
No, for real. I think I was all right at it. But now it's, Instagram first thing in the morning and last thing before bed. It's pretty sad.
I'm going to mute. I'm going to say, over summer, I'm going to sit down with my phone, and I'm going to mute 70% of the people I follow on Instagram stories.
Wow.
I reckon that's going to help.
That'll really
help. I'm going to cut down my screen use time. What is your average, would you say, your weekly average of screen time a day?
Oh, it's really been changing a lot recently. But it was as low as one day, 54 minutes, and then as high as like 3 hours 20 another day. So,
but what's it on average usually? Apart from that one day, it was 59 minutes that you literally have told me 3 times.
I was just so proud of myself. I think it's about 2.5, 2 and a bit.
Yeah. I'm probably averaging 3:10 a day.
It's so bad. I think what you could be doing with that time.
Edging.
Edging. You could be consistently edging from woe to go. Except you never quite reach go. From woe to
woe.
To woe. To woe to go.
From woe to woe. Woe.
That sounded like you actually did come.
Woe. Woe. Woe.
Woe.
Woe. Maybe include more like cowboy noises into my sex routine.
Beautiful. Yeah. Do you talk much during sex?
I'm pretty vocal.
Sick. Good.
Yeah. I'm trying to activate it, but I don't want to be, again, like, inauthentic. I don't want to be like, who? Like, you know, oh my God. I just want to be like, what is my voice? What is my authenticity?
So you're just like, Chris Parker.
I'm just like, my voice. This is my voice.
Chris Open Parker, sound. 28 Johnson Laird Management.
I have a strong voice. Like, stuff like that.
So those are so what was that? Better at confrontation, less tired, less phone. Great.
Yeah, not less tired. I want to solve why I'm so tired, because I reckon it could be magnesium.
Chris, is my honest to God truth. I think all millennials are just tired. We're all just tired, and you just need to accept that we all feel the same way.
No, I do not accept this.
No, you've gotten so much done this year. You are not tired to the point where it's debilitating you.
No, but I'm tired to the point where I'm boring. Like, I want to wake up and be like, like have time to, I don't know, make kombucha if I fucking want to, or like plait something, or make sourdough, or like it takes me to about midday to feel awake, and then I'm like, cool, 3 hours of productivity and I'm crashing.
Yeah, everyone feels the same way. Well, and when you're talking about making kombucha, I'm being honest with you, you're not talking about finding your authentic self.
No.
You're talking about becoming a different person.
Well, then make a gin and tonic. You know, whatever. whatever it may be, or how it may manifest with that extra time, with that extra kind of energy in myself. But currently, okay. I'm just like, I thought it was physicality. Like, I thought if I went to the gym, I got a trainer, I got really, really, like, I felt strong, because that was last year's goal, to feel strong.
Yes, I remember.
I definitely feel stronger.
You look stronger.
Thank you. But it's not that, you know, I feel like my body's just recovering all the time.
Wow. Well, Chris, I hope you do discover what's making you tired. And when you do discover it, tell everyone else, because we are all tired.
Fuck, I'm going to actually solve it this year. Imagine if I was like, guys, guess what it is? Cucumbers. You just eat 3 cucumbers a week and you will feel... That's what I want, like a quick fix. I want like, oh, you just pop a Nurofen in the morning. Or like...
yes.
You just like use fucking... What's it called? Rescue Remedy. Have you ever used Rescue
I've heard...
Remedy?
A friend of both of ours, I've used Rescue Remedy. When I was in Titus Andronicus at drama school, I had the costume that he gave it to me, because she was like, it's such a distressing role for you, so just take this after every performance.
Oh, I love that.
I know
that.
What it was. It was beautiful. We do have, I know about, there's like some drug that employers sometimes supply their employees that makes them more focused and makes them get work done faster. What speed. Is it? It's something that's like legal overseas and they import it here. Yeah, it's speed. Maybe it's speed. Or maybe it's meth.
Sounds like speed.
Yeah. I had a friend who was like, you just take a couple of that, you get all your jobs done.
I'm down
quickly,
for that. Yes.
Before we end, who do you think is going to be the queen of 2019?
Great question. Oh my God. My queen of this week is Michelle Obama. Holy.
Oh, those boots.
Fucking shit. That Balenciaga look is like. The level.
So gorgeous.
That's what I want you to look gorgeous. I mean, that is a queen spending high dollar on a pair of fucking boots and being like, I wrote a book.
Yeah,
I married
right?
a president. Like, that's power. And
I love that.
Girl can stand in confrontation as well. Like, I need to read her autobiography this summer for sure.
Yeah, I want to read it too.
And I love that as well. She was talking to Sarah Jessica Parker and I was like, I'm ready for the sequel. Of Sex and the City. Like, I want Michelle Obama. I want Sarah Jessica Parker. I just want, like, Manhattan.
And none of the other girls, because they all hate Sarah Jessica Parker now.
Do they all hate Sarah Jessica Parker?
Nah, it's just Samantha, isn't it?
Yeah. What's her
is
name?
It Cynthia?
Fuck. Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. She's out to get her. Here's who I think is going to be the queen of 2019. Glenn Close.
Oh.
I think she's going to win the Oscar, and I think she's going to thrive. And I've loved her since 101 Dalmatians, which I saw as a child, and I was like, that's who I want to be.
Fatal Attraction. She's brilliant.
Oh, gorgeous. She's so good in everything. She's so long overdue.
What movie is she
in? 6 nominations. She's in a movie called The Wife, which is about how she was the ghostwriter behind all of her husband's novels, and then he becomes really successful, and then she's like... You know, keeping quiet about the fact that
she's like,
she
time's up.
Yes. I think that's how it ends. That's the little Oscar clip.
is she nominated? Are the Oscar noms out?
No, but it's getting. Look, it's between Lady Gaga and Glenn Close. That's going to be the winners. Maybe Olivia Colman with an outside chance. But those are the top two.
I haven't seen any of these movies apart from A Star Is Born. So I need to watch like The Widows and I need to watch The Wife, clearly. Roma. Oh. I've heard good things about Roma.
Roma's lovely and Widows is brilliant.
Am I going to get away with watching Roma with my family, or is there like a scene where someone like has a blowjob like at the beach or something? You know, like I need to know if I can watch Roma with my parents. Is what
you
I'm
can
saying.
Absolutely watch Roma with your parents. I'll tell you right now, there's only one scene where where the main character's boyfriend is nude doing some martial arts. And
is it hot?
He's hot and it's quite funny.
Okay, great. That's
and
fine.
That is that. There's no, yeah. There's nothing.
We
to.
Can deal with like a you know. Yeah. When we're watching it, and I can kind of move on from there.
The scene is iconic, and I wish that was when they, you know, when they play the Best Picture reel. I wish that was the scene they used. This guy nerd doing martial arts, because it is so funny, so funny.
And Widows is so good. My queen of 2019.
I think this is your tweet of 2019.
No, my queen of 2019. I'm trying to think of who that's going to be.
Cool.
I want someone to contend against Glenn Close. It's going to be... Oh, my God. Marsha Cross?
What? Marsha Cross from Desperate Housewives?
Yes. I was just trying to think of a celebrity who I hasn't popped up in a while, and I want like the return of.
Wow.
And I want it to be Marsha Cross.
Okay. Do you think she's got any upcoming projects at the moment?
I'm just about to check her IMDb. Hold the line, caller. She's such a good actress.
She is great. She's in a ongoing TV series called Quantico at the moment.
Ooh, sounds boring. Quantico. Oh,
her feature film roles. Oh, it's... She's had 8. Supporting role, short film, lead role, director video, small role, supporting role, director video, supporting role, short film.
No! She was on Law & Order. Oh, my God. Oh, no, Marsha Cross. My queen. Return to me, my queen. I'm just going to check in on her like every now and then and just see how she's going.
Well, I'm pretty confident if this is a competition that Glenn Close is going to have a better year than Marsha Cross. Although,
what a fucking bet,
bitch. Who's to measure what a better year is? I'll bet you. I'll bet you $50. Bet you $100 that Glenn Close will have a
you
better year.
You bet me
$100
and I'll bet you $50.
What? Oh, she's in a show with Priyanka Chopra.
Great.
So there you go.
See, you know, don't underestimate this underdog.
Yeah.
She's a phoenix.
Are you sad that Nick Jonas is off the market now?
I had no idea.
He's married to Priyanka Chopra.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, who do you hope is going to come out next year?
Oh, Shawn Mendes.
He's not going to happen. Remember when he was like, guys, I feel bullied.
I remember when it was like, he's got a big announcement at the MTV VMAs. And we were like, oh, here it comes. And it did not happen.
Do you really hope that Shawn Mendes comes out?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he's just the person that's on the cusp of it for me. Oh, you know who I really hope? Well, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that would be great.
It would be gorgeous, golden, wonderful.
Yeah, like or, a yeah, love that.
Or also Hugh Jackman as part of his live arena tour.
I love that. He does like a final number.
Yeah, he does This Is Me, and then it comes up in text at the end.
And it's like, I'm gay. This is me, a homosexual.
Yeah. And he rips his pants off and there's a jock strap underneath.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, he's a bicycle jockey?
Yeah, he rides out delivering the post.
Just giving letters to the audience.
Who do you hope comes out in 2019?
The top twins. I hope
they're out, baby.
Adam Rippon finally comes out.
Yeah.
I hope not.
That'll be the day.
Who do I hope? I hope. Shit, who do I hope for? Oh,
imagine if both Michelle and Barack were like,
we're gay. Oh, what about Will Smith?
Will and Jada.
Yeah.
That would stir up some good publicity for Aladdin. He's getting some backlash because he's not blue.
Is it?
They put a photo out and everyone's like, the genie is blue.
The genie is black now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith would be great.
Glorious.
And I hope that... that's it, really. I don't really know any other celebrity who isn't gay. I was like, who's a pop star who's like not gay? And I was like, I don't know. I only listen to like Troye Sivan.
Yeah, they're all
Sufjan
gay.
Sufjan Stevens, who's, I think, gay. Maybe if he could come out, that would be great.
Sufjan Stevens is gay. He's out.
Oh, is he? Yeah, I thought he was sad. I thought he was sad and holding secrets.
No, he's just sad and gay like we all are. You know, oh, what was I going to say? Oh, I can't remember. Oh, Halsey. Were you up in that controversy?
What has Halsey done?
She did a same-sex contemporary dance in The Voice. She sang a song and did like a kind of contemporary dance number with another girl. And then people were like, ban it. It's family TV. And then she was like... Families, you know, I don't know. Yeah,
families eat pussy.
Yeah, families eat pussy too. Hey,
we've officially expired for 2018.
Yeah, that's all the content that we have in us.
We're getting older, but we're staying younger.
But the good thing is we were edging until the end, and this was the final episode where we really
blowed out. Just our load is all over your ears. Hey, thanks to all our listeners. Why don't tweet us your favorite memories of the male gaze?
Tweet us your most annoying factual inaccuracies from the year. And a huge thanks as well to our sponsor, Park and Fly.
Thanks for holding our cars and getting us overseas. That was pretty serious.
It's so funny. You just like really spaced that out. Like each new bit was going to have some good information, but it was all
it was like garbage and fine. But they're only giving us like $2,000, you know?
Yes.
That's like one pair of pants for either of us.
Yeah, the new me doesn't spend less than $2,000 on a pair of pants. Hey, great time to finish because I believe RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars is now uploaded on to Netflix.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm gonna love you.
Consume, everyone, consume.
Consume it up. Peace and love to all around the globe, gay, straight, but mainly queer.
And not straight.
Not straight.
We love our allies.
People. You've had enough Christmases, straight people. Take it off.
I hope. Oh fuck! Why am I still? This is like the worst goodbye. It's like leaving a party and you're like trying to just leave the door and the person's still just trying to talk to you.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of edging right now. This is just
get lit, everyone. This is like having sex and then still talking, and you're like, no, it's nap time.
Just get lit, fam.
Get lit, fam.
That's a final statement.
Live fast, die old.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.